Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. And this week's show is devoted entirely to Australian folk music. Hence, we began there with a track called Jigs from Flash Jack, and that comes from an album called Western Australian Bush Bands. Although, of course, you will have noticed that that was a reel and not a jig, and the reel was, in fact, followed by, you could just hear a little bit of it there, a very fast version of the Harvest Home Hornpipe. But we're being nitpicking. We had loads of people posting to my Facebook page suggesting Australian tracks, some of which I can play, many of which I can't, either because I haven't got them or, well, here's one from Graham Newton who says, please play If Your Dad Doesn't Have a Beard, You've Got Two Mums by The Beards on their final tour with their beard-inspired comedy music. No. And Finn Keating said, you can play anything you like. I suspect that he may be an Aussie. He said, you can play anything you like, but show a video at the end of it of, quote, Botham's Ashes from Headingley straight after. Have fun, he says. Well, we will have fun. I'm going to kick straight off with a track from Roaring Jack, of which the great singer-songwriter, the late and great Alistair Hewlett, was a member. Through the Smoke of Innocence is the name of the album, and the track I'm going to play was suggested by Hugh Price, amongst many others, The Day That the Boys Came Down.
They came down the back street, the dicks and the flat feet, with dogs that had nosed as things back at Long Bay, and they had a warrant. Was abhorrent. The day that the boys came down to blow him away, the neighbours were snoring or too busy scoring. Time for the boys in blue to show crime doesn't pay. They know what they're there for, what they get there for. Wherefore, the day that the boys came down to blow him away, and he was the fool, one of the old school, he just broke the golden rule, dropping a water was right out. Say that the boys came down to blow him away. With his missus, he gets up and pisses. He knows that something's up, he twigs right away. Just the flash of a torch out there on the back porch. The day that the boys came down to blow him away, he would never take chances round a woman he fancies. So he writes a note to say every dog has its day. Then he walks down the back stairs with his hands in the air. The day that the boys came down to blow him away, and he was no fool, one of the old school. What had hit him the day that the boys
blow him away.
The Day That the Boys Came Down, from Roaring Jack's album Through the Smoke of Innocence. Now, I had lots of requests for something from Trevor Lucas. Trevor Lucas, of course, worked with Fotheringay and Fairport Convention and was married to Sandy Denny. He founded Fotheringay with her, Australian singer, songwriter and musician, who again sadly left us far too young. Alistair Banfield, Ian Walker, Richard Hamilton all wrote in asking for stuff from Trevor. Daniel Clark, otherwise known as Danny Clark of the Foggy Duo, the Barnsley folk duo, said Trevor Lucas taught us the Queensland version of Waltzing Matilda, a rolling melodic tune. Nice guy. Did a floor spot at our concert folk club at the Bowling Alley Lounge, Barnsley, 1966. Linda Thompson, yes, that Linda Thompson, of the great voice and great songwriting, wrote Play Ned Kelly by Darling Trevor Lucas. And Martin Alcock, ex-Fairport Convention, ex-Whippersnapper, and ex-The Brown Ale Cowboys, wrote this. Trevor Lucas, Ballad of Ned Kelly, top Aussie, ex-Fairporter and great drinker. His gift of a lemon tree to Dave Swarbrick led to a great tune being written after Swarb smuggled two lemons in his self-designed underwear in order to plant seeds in his reacquainted England. Having sat on the plane for 26 hours or so from Sydney and then the train to Coventry, he cut open the fruit only to find they were seedless. Martin, you should really write a book because you've got so many great stories. Here's the Ballad of Ned Kelly from Trevor Lucas and Fotheringay.
Trailing their heart on your tail, or they're gonna hang you high.
ballad of Ned Kelly from the eponymous album by Fotheringay. Now, Penny Davis wrote in asking for Moreton Bay, sung by Marion Henderson. She said, the voice of the Oz folk revival. Well, unfortunately, I've not been able to get my hands on that particular song, no matter how much I try, Penny. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to play a version from Andy Irvine, requested by a few other people. Kathy Frank wrote Moreton Bay from Andy Irvine. I used to have it on continuous repeat in my car. Alistair Banfield said, Andy Irvine is on repeat whenever I play him. And Sean Laffey, who edits the Irish Traditional Music magazine, wrote, Andy Irvine's Moreton Bay, the song is old and probably accurate. It was sung by Ned Kelly and mentioned by him in his famous Gerald D. Confession. The song was written by Frank the poet McNamara, a convict himself who came from Cashel in Ireland. Here's Andy Irvine from his album Way Out Yonder with Moreton Bay.
I am a native of the land of Erin that was early banished from my native shore. On the ship Columbus went circular sailing, and I left behind me the girl I adore. On the bounding billows that were loudly raging, bold sea mariners our course did steer. We were bound for Sydney, our destination, and every day cold I Oh, Moreton Bay, you'll find no equal. Norfolk Island and Deerplate, at Castle Hill and Kirstoon Gabby, and all time places in New South. When I arrived, it was in Port Jackson, and I thought my days would happy be. I soon found out I was greatly mistaken. I was taken as prisoner to Moreton Bay. For 3 long years I was beastly treated, and heavy irons on my legs I wore. And my back from flogging, it was lacerated, and oft times painted with crimson gold. Oh, Moreton Bay, you'll find no equal. Norfolk Island and Emu Plains, at Castle Hill and Kirstoon Gabby, and all time places in New South Wales.
the Egyptians and the ancient Hebrews. We were oppressed under Logan's yoke, till a native black bear, he lay in ambush, and he gave the tyrant a mortal stroke. Fellow prisoners, be exhilarated, that all such monsters such a death may find. And when from bondage we are liberated, our former suffering shall fade from mind. Morton Bay, you'll find no equal, Norfolk Island. At Castle Hill and cursed Toongabby and all time places in New South
could listen to that man for ever. Such a talented singer, great songwriter too, but what a great musician. I love the way he accompanies his songs. The accompaniments are always quite complex, but at the same time somehow understated, so they just weave around the words. Beautiful. Morton Bay from Andy Irvine's album Way Out Yonder. Now, Sean Laffey also wrote to say Pub With No Beer. Henry Watson and Dave Elliott also wrote in asking for the Pub With No Beer. Dave said, because it sums it up, perfect. Dave Burland, the great baritone of Barnsley, also asked for a Pub With No Beer. And Jed Grimes, who comes from the North East and who is a well-known dustbin dancer, says that this is the first single he ever bought when, quote, I was seven.
It's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the publican's anxious for the quota to come, and there's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Oh, what a terrible place is a pub with no beer. Then the stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar and pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer as the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. Then the swaggy comes in, smothered in dust and flies. He throws down his roll and rubs the sweat from his eyes. But when he is told, he says, what's this I hear? I've trudged 50 flaming miles to a pub with no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover and he cringes in fear. It's no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. Old Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen. She says, "You're early, my dear." But then he breaks down and he tells her the pub's got no beer. So it's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Slim Dusty with The Pub With No Beer, and that comes from the album of the same name. I remember as a little kid sitting by the radio, listening to that every Saturday morning. It seemed to be requested on the Children's Favourites, the record show for children, done by Uncle Mac. Now, loads of requests for Gentle Annie by Martin Wyndham Reed, Bob Southern, James Pawson, Eddie McNulty, John McGettigan, and Jane Hasnip, who wrote to say, "Please play Gentle Annie, because my good friend Eileen sent it to me when my granddaughter Annie was born." Song written by Stephen Foster, a very different version of this, written by Stephen Foster, and when the song went from America, from the Victorian music halls over there, and arrived in Australia, it was changed completely into an Australian folk song.
Now the harvest time's come, gentle Annie, and your wild oats are all scattered round the field. You'll be anxious to know, gentle Annie, how your little crop of oats is going to yield. Now your mutton's very sweet, gentle Annie, and I'm sure can't be packed in New South Wales. And you'd better put a fence round your cabbage, or they'll all get eaten up by the snails. And you'll take my advice, gentle Annie, and you'd better watch old Chaffy going away with his pack bag hung over his saddle, and he stole some knives and forks the other day. So I'll bid you adieu, gentle Annie, and I'll meet you on another threshing day. I will say farewell, gentle Annie, for you know with you I can no longer stay. Yes, I'll bid you adieu, gentle Annie. You're the little dark-eyed girl that I adore.
A man who left here as a young chap, went to Australia, worked on cattle stations. I remember Martin telling me how the day he arrived on the cattle station where he was about to start work, as a very young chap indeed, he was given a horse and sent into the outback and told to just get on with it. And he did. One of our finest singers ever. And I'm going to be playing another track from him later on in the show. And we'll explain a little bit more about a man who's done so much for Australian folk music over this end of the pond, at least. Now, I've got a little bit of a story here, and I'll make it as short as I can. My sister has been researching our family tree for various reasons, and she discovered that a great-great-great-grandmother of ours was transported from Australia for stabbing a man who tried to rape her. I come from good stock, apparently. The people in Australia decided that she was a little bit too tough for them and stuck her on a boat back home to Ireland. She wasn't one of the O'Neills, she was one of the Quinlan mob, and they're a rough lot who came from Tipperary. I'm not sure if she was a convict, I'm not sure if that's how she got there in the first place, but I thought what I would do for you now is play a convict song that was suggested by Jimmy Rafferty of Manchester. He said, play The Convict Maid from Jennifer Reid's new album, Gradley Manchester. She sings unaccompanied, and it does something to the song. It makes it so much more pertinent. Well, let's see what you think. I love this girl's voice. I played her in last week's show, and I love what she does with her music. Here's Jennifer Reid with The Convict Maid.
Ye older maids, attend to me while I relate my misery. Through Oldham streets I often strayed, but now I am a convict maid. In innocence I once did live, in all the joys that peace can give. But sin by youthful heart betrayed, and now I am a convict maid. To wed my lover I did try, to take my master's property. So all my guilt was soon displayed, and I became a convict maid. Then I was soon to prison sent, to wait in fear my punishment. When at the bar I stood dismayed, since doomed to be a convict maid. At length the judge did me address, which filled with pain my aching breast. To Botany Bay you will be conveyed, for 7 years a convict maid. Far from my friends and home so dear, my punishment is most severe. My woe is great, and I'm afraid that I shall die a convict maid. I toil each day in grief and pain, in sleepless thoughts the night remain. My constant toils are unrepaid, and wretched is the convict maid.
It's a long way from the streets of Oldham to Tasmania, but she made it. The convict maid, Jennifer Reid, from her album Gradley Manchester. And that was from a broadside printed in Manchester and sold on the streets in Victoria's England. Now, we had quite a few people asking for the outside track from Nancy Kerr and James Fagan. Bill Redway, Esmond Chalton, amongst others, were asking for Nancy and James. And Chris Coulter said, the outside track, please, a great Henry Lawson poem, evocatively sung, recounting one man's feeling of loneliness as one by one his friends in the great adventure return home, making him question whether it's worth staying. Henry Lawson, of course, one of the great bush poets like Banjo Paterson, self-educated men who produced some of Australia's earliest and best non-Aboriginal poetry.
There were 10 of us there on the moonlit quay, and one on the forward hatch. No straighter man to his mates than he had ever said, lend us a match. 'Twill be long, old man, till our glasses clink. 'Twill be long ere we grasp your hand. We dragged him ashore for a final drink, till the whole wide world seemed grand. The port lights glowed in the morning mist that rose from the waters green. Over the railing we grasped his fist, till a dark tide came between. We cheered the captain and cheered the crew, and our mate time's out of mind. We cheered the land he was going to, and the land he'd left behind. For they married and go, as the world rolls back, they marry and vanish and die. But their spirits shall live on the outside track, as long as the years roll by. As a last farewell, but my heart seemed out of joint. I well remember the hush that fell as the steamer passed the point. We drifted home through the public bars. We were 10 times less by one. We sailed out under the morning stars and under the rising sun. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die. But their spirits shall live on the outside track as long as the years roll by. And one by one, and two by two, they have sailed from the wharf since then. I've said goodbye to the last I knew, the last of the careless men. And I can't but think that the times we had were the best times after all. As I turn aside with a lonely glass, drink to the barroom wall. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die. But their spirits shall live on the outside track as long as the years roll by. But I'll try my luck for a check out back, then a last goodbye to the bush. For my heart's away on the outside track, on the track of the steerage push. Thank you.
What a lovely song, and what great voice James is in there. Between the Light and Dark is the name of the album, and that track was the outside track. Nancy Kerr and James Fagan. Wonderful. Nancy, of course, one of England's finest fiddlers, singers and songwriters, and James Fagan, likewise, one of Australia's finest singers, songwriters and musicians. Son, or should I say scion, of a very famous Australian folk family, the Fagans. Now, loads of people asked for the Waifs, too many to number. Ian Falkingham, George Scott, Colin Bradley, amongst others, Gwyneth Rust, and Gail Kinman, who says, I guess we aren't allowed any Kylie. What about the fabulous Waifs singing When I Die? Such an uplifting song about such a miserable topic. Almost as though they're looking forward to their demise. Thanks for the show. Lovely stuff. Here's the Waifs from the album Cool as Folk, recorded live with When I Die.
Setting suns, and I made my bed, but I lay down my head, and it never hurt no one. No, it could be said that a girl like me, I ain't nothing but a prodigal son. Oh, and just like that prodigal boy, I'm gonna finish off.
Waifs, recorded live at Cambridge Folk Festival with When I Die, and that's from the album Cool as Folk. The Waifs, of course, one of Australia's greatest folk rock bands. If you've just joined us, people listening in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, the west of Ireland and Tennessee, well, this program is entirely devoted to folk songs of Australian origin. What happens is I ask on the Facebook page for people to suggest tracks for the show, and that's what happened. Got loads and loads of suggestions, including these for something from John Williamson, Andrew McHale, Patrick Hogston, Jeff Ardle, Tony Hammond, Batty Ducati, and Stephen Johns, who sent me a list of dozens of great John Williamson songs. Some of you asked for True Blue, but I wasn't able to put my hands on that. What I did have in the library was Galleries of Pink Galahs. For any Poms listening, Pink Galahs are little pink parakeets. This song is one of my favourite songs of all time, not just by John Williamson, but of all time, because it's a beautiful, sad song about the difficulties of being what is known as a cocky farmer, working out a little farm and just about making a living. Here's John Williamson with Galleries of Pink Galahs.
Galleries of pink galahs, crystal nights with diamond stars, apricots preserved in jars. That's my home. Land of oceans in the sun, purple hazes, river gum. Breaks your heart when rain won't come. It breaks your heart. It takes a harsh and cruel drought to sort the weaker saplings out. It makes room for stronger trees. Maybe that's what life's about. Winter's come, the hills are brown. Shops are closed, the blinds are down. Everybody's leaving town. They can't go on. The south wind through veranda gores whines and bangs the homestead doors. A mother curses dusty floors and feels alone. Trucks and bulk bins filled with rust. Boy leaves home to make a crust. A father's dreams reduced to dust. But he must go on. Tortured red gums on a shame. Sunburned country wisely named. Chisel plowed and wire claimed. But never, never, never tame. Swirls a paper high. Same old news of further drive. Of broken clouds just passing by. That's my home. Land of oceans in the sun. Purple hazes, river gum. Breaks your heart when rain won't come. Breaks your heart.
galleries of pink galahs from John Williamson's album Anthems. Beautiful, beautiful song. Now, lots of requests for Fred Smith and the Spooky Men's Chorale. Dave Elliott, Elizabeth Bennett, Pete Ashby. Something from the Spooky Men's Chorale, please. I know some people get a bit snitty about their, quote, folk credentials, but they're a blooming good live experience. I can tell you that they are, because I've seen them live at Cambridge, and I've seen the English version here in Settle as well, and they are wonderful. Linda Kelly, anything by the Spooky Men's Chorale, and Graham Wilson, anything by Fred Smith, and Zoe Mulford says, another word in for Fred Smith. Charlie Roth, who knows a thing or two about songwriting, one of my favourite Americana artists, said, play Say a Prayer, Marianne, by the Spooky Men's Chorale with Fred Smith, because I think you'll like it. I do like it, Charlie.
Just married and the world seemed new.
Say a prayer, Marianne.
It was August 1942.
Say a prayer, Marianne.
He was the bosun on the cruiser Canberra. The young woman's name was Mary. Say a prayer for a lonely sailor.
Say a prayer, Marianne.
On the docks there were children waving.
Say a prayer, Marianne.
To the boys of His Majesty's Navy.
Say a prayer, Marianne.
Set sail for the Solomon Islands. There to fight for an airstrip at Henderson Field. Say a prayer for a lonely sailor.
Say a prayer, Marianne.
A rainy night and the wind blew somber.
Say a prayer.
Anchored north of Manamatomba.
Say a prayer.
Round the point of Savo Island, four Jap destroyers with their 8-inch guns ablaze. Not a prayer for the crews at Canberra.
Say a prayer.
Say a prayer Fred Smith and the Spooky Men's Chorale from the album Urban Sea Shanties. And that's reminding me, I must dig out my Fred Smith CD and play you some more stuff of his, because as well as working with the Spooky Men's Chorale, he also did a classic solo album a few years back. I must dig it out and play something from it. Now, my old pal Chris Sadler, concertino player extraordinaire living down in Canterbury at the moment, wrote, "There was a band called Red Gum. Steve Cooney was a member before he moved to Ireland. They had a great anti-war song called I Was Only 19, and they were also the source of the Diamantina Drover, covered by Christy Moore a few years back. I've just dug out the vinyl. It's called If You Don't Fight, You Lose. It's on CBS and goes back to 1985. I'm sure you've come across them. A fine band with a lot to say." Well, I first heard Red Gum in Australia when I was working over there in the 80s, I think, and somebody came up and gave me a vinyl copy of one of their albums. One of Australia's finest bands wrote some fabulous protest songs. So for you, Chris Sadler, and for Patrick Tiernan, I'm going to play the Diamantina Drover. Bill Lloyd, folk singer, maverick, and gentleman of the road from Cumbria, wrote to say, "Play the Diamantina Drover by Red Gum. It's a cracking song, and I'm choosing it because my great-great-uncle was a drover on the Diamantina River." Bill Lloyd, you never cease to amaze me.
The faces in the photograph are faded, and I can't believe he looks so much like me. For it's been 10 long years today since I left for old Cork Station, saying I won't be back till the droving's done. For the rain never falls on the dusty Diamantina. The drover finds it hard to change his mind. For the years have surely gone, like the drays from old Cork Station. And I won't be back till the droving's done. It seems like the sun comes up each morning, me up and then takes it all away. For the dreaming by the light of the campfire at night ends with the burning light of day. For the rain never falls on the dusty dye.
Diamantina. The drover finds it hard to change his mind, for the years have surely gone like the drays from old Cork Station, and I won't be back when the droving's done.
Diamantina Drover from Red Gum, and that comes from an album called The Essential Red Gum, a double CD of great, great songs. Cost me a lot of money to get it because I had to get it in from Australia, but it was worth every penny, I can tell you. Now, Bill Torrens wrote a 7-word suggestion to the Facebook site. Jeffrey Gurumul, if you want proper Australian. If you want to find out about Jeffrey Gurumul, you people who are not living in Australia, go to Wikipedia and you'll find out all about him there. I won't go through it all because I'd just be reading what I've read on Wikipedia, which tells me something quite exceptional. The man was born blind, but plays lots of different instruments, but more importantly, sings in his Aboriginal language as well as a bit of English. And his voice is just, well, just listen to this. Jeffrey Gurumul with Wukun. Jeffrey Gurumal from the album simply called Gurumal with Wukon. What a fantastic, fantastic piece of music. Now, many of you will know the songs of Eric Bogle. He emigrated to Australia as a young man, rapidly assimilated himself into the culture and produced a body of the most incredible songs. I've got something like 20 people here on this list in front of me who wrote in asking to hear Eric Bogle singing. The band played Waltzing Matilda. Many people have said on the Facebook site that it's the finest folk song about pointless wars ever written. Billy the Mountain, Peter Kay, Martin Alcock, Marion Davidson, so many, many. So here's Eric Bogle from the album Far From Ypres with a beautiful version of one of the greatest anti-war songs ever.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun. And they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water. And of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was waiting, he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying. For I'll go no more waltzing Matilda, all around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the
lions say, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into circular quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Eric Bogle with And the Band played Waltzing Matilda, and that version comes from an album called Far From Ypres, an album chock full of great First World War songs. Now, Martin Wyndham Reid, who sang Gentle Annie at the head of the programme, is responsible for a thing called Songlinks. He lived in Australia for a great number of years, and when he came back to England, he noticed that there were Australian and English versions of the same songs, which were both similar and also very different. And he put together a double CD box collection of Australian and English folk songs. And I had quite a few requests for something from Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton, one of Australia's finest duos that I've played occasionally on this show. Sam Wilson, Emma Diamond and Russ Armand all wrote asking for something from them. So from the Songlinks Disc 2, Australian Songs, this is Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton with a song which made its way over there from these islands, The Banks of Claudie.
As I strayed out one evening, 'twas in the month of May, down by a flowery garden I carelessly did stray. I overheard a fair maid in sorrow did complain all about her absent Johnny who crossed the raging lane. I gently slipped up to her and took her by surprise. I own she did not know me, for I was in disguise. I said, my pretty damsel, my joy on earth's delight. to wander in stark and stormy night. I have to go to Claudie Banks if you refuse to show. And pity a poor distressed maid who knows not where to go. For I'm in search of a young man, and Johnny is his name. Tis on the banks of Claudie, I'm told he doesn't rain. This is the banks of Claudie, fair maid, you're standing on. But don't depend on Johnny, for he's a false young man. Don't depend on Johnny, for he won't meet you here. So come with me to yon green wood, no danger need you. It's 6 months and better since your Johnny left this shore. He was crossing the wide ocean where foaming billows roar. He was crossing the wide ocean for honor and for fame. The ship was wrecked, all lives were lost, going past the coast of Spain. Oh, when she heard this dreadful news, she could no longer stand. I flew into her arms, saying, Betsy, I'm the man. I'm that unconstant lover, the cause of all your pain. And since we've met on Claudie Banks, we ne'er shall part again. We ne'er shall part again.
Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton there with The Banks of Claudie, and that's from the album Song Links and it's Disc 2, The Australian Songs. Well worth checking out. It's got some great, great songs in it. And it was put together by the lad I'm going to play next, Martin Wyndham Reid. I've already played a song of his earlier on in the programme, but I thought it would be really good to finish with Martin because he's done such great work for Australian folk music, and also because I've had loads of requests for the next song. It's another Eric Bogle song called Now I'm Easy. Gillian Chan said, Eric Bogle's Now I'm Easy, everybody knows his World War I songs, and rightly so, but this is different, poignantly capturing the hard life of a cocky farmer in the bush. It makes me cry every time I listen to it. Nigel Schofield also said, Martin Wyndham Reid. Paddy Holden said, Now I'm Easy. And David Chater said, a poignant, powerful song which reminds me of Big Brian Childs, a great local singer. He used to cover it with Skern from the Red Lion Folk Club in Trimden in the North East. This is a truly beautiful song. A cocky farmer is a farmer that's having all his crops eaten, basically, by cockatoos. He's finding it really difficult to farm. And in a way, this song tells the story of so much, I think, of Australia's history. It is a truly, truly great song from the writing of Eric Bogle, and I've got to say that I don't think anybody sings it as beautifully as Martin Wyndham Reid. And it's going out especially for Paul in Sydney, where the rain was tumbling down in July. Well, I hope it's stopped now because it's the end of August, Paul, but thanks again for all the many, many good leads for this show. Sometime in the near future, I'm thinking of doing a programme entirely on Canadian folk songs, so get your pencils sharpened and get ready to throw a few ideas my way. I'll be posting up on the Facebook site in a couple of weeks' time. Meanwhile, to finish this show is the beautiful voice of Martin Rindham Reed with a truly beautiful song, Now I'm Easy.
For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky of droughts and fires and floods. I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud has seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. I married a fine girl when I was 20, but she died in giving birth when she was 30. No flying doctor then, just a gentle old black gin. But it's nearly over now I'm She left me with two sons and a daughter, and a bone-dry farm whose soil cried out for water. So my care was rough and ready, but they grew up fine and steady. But it's nearly over now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way. My sons lie buried by the bird. So on this land I've made my own, I've carried on alone. But it's nearly over now I'm easy. City folks these days despise the cocky, say with subsidies and all we've had it easy. But there's no drought or starving stock on a Seward suburban block. But it's nearly over now I'm easy. For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky of droughts and fires and floods. I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud has seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now I'm easy.
Martin Wyndham Reed with the Eric Bogle song Now I'm Easy, and that's from the album Starlit Skies. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to please spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Do look after yourselves, keep the faith, and mind how you go. Oh, and by the way, this isn't our usual SIG tune that we're finishing with, but it is in fact some more jigs from the Western Australian bush band Flashjack. Ta-da!